This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To shut her down or not, I'm talking about your federal government, TikTok. The jig is almost up because the deadline is Friday. But alas, Chuck Schumer believes there is a way to avoid a government shutdown, and he announces a vote on a stopgap bill will make the difference on Thursday. Will the votes be there, and what does it all mean? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be hanging with all of you who are listening here in the great states of these United States and those who live outside our borders. After all, we have introduced many of those wonderful people to you when we talk to some high-impact authors in our special authors' corners that we do here, which I think everybody has a voice, and all of you have a voice and matter. This show is designed that way, and thus the mailbag explodes, as I know people listen at many, many different times to the show. So thanks for the support. We appreciate it. All right, speaking of support, will there be support or not on this stopgap bill? Let me give you the broad strokes to it. The clock is ticking. As I said, it will expire, technically, the funding on Thursday. So if you look at that, that's not much time, obviously. And with that happening, can the Senate, or will they, approve the measure quickly, send it to the House so they can have it reach the president's desk before funding expires on midnight? The House is expected to take up the measure once the Senate has acted. So, okay, we know that. We know how this all works. They have an agreement on what they call the CR. So this is a way to continue. It's a Band-Aid, basically. And it includes emergency funding for natural disaster relief and to assist in Afghan refugee resettlement, which there's 37,000 Afghans who are being resettled in the United States. The last couple of days, though, there's been a fight about how to address the debt limit crisis. Initially, Democrats were going to pair the two issues, the debt limit and government funding, and try to pass legislation that would resolve them both, but that ship never sailed. And it was never going to sail because the Republicans are saying, no way, no how, that's not happening. Republicans did say that they would support a clean stopgap funding bill that doesn't include a debt limit provision, arguing, of course, that the Democrats have to address the debt limit on their own without Republican votes. So this is a clean funding bill. If it is a clean funding bill, it's so it looks like it, then it would get passed. And I think that was the whole idea. We'll hold you hostage and feel like you have no recourse. But the Republicans are saying, no, you need our votes. So we're not going to do that. It's smart to continue to move forward with the debt ceiling and where the debt ceiling is at. You know, if the debt ceiling isn't raised, the Fed could have probably some of the worst, it could have probably some of the worst impacts you're not thinking about. It would, they would offer to buy unlimited amounts of defaulted treasuries, preventing panic selling, because that's what could happen. They could sell some of the treasury stock that's not in default. The Fed could also allow banks to count defaulted treasuries toward their regulatory capital, and it could also allow bank capital ratios to temporarily slip, if huge cash demands materialized. So there's the debt debacle, thanks to my friend Elliot Eisenberg's explanation. In a nutshell, I like how he put that. That is it. But does that, after the first scenario is handled, does the next scenario really get a fix? What happens? Somebody has to throw themselves on the political grenade I suppose, if there's going to be any kind of an agreement when it comes to the debt ceiling. And I don't think there will be. I mean, the emergency rider, I get, and I'm not surprised if that happens, that the funding stays up, because many certainly know on the Hill what happens when it goes away. What kind of a disaster does that create? And the answer is it creates havoc. I mean, it's a nightmare. And people are concerned about services and parks being closed and all the things are already, in some places, difficult to deal with. Because as all of you know, no matter where you fall on any of what's happening in the world and in the United States, there is no going back to what we consider to be normal. There is no doing that. We are moving forward, and it looks wobbly in some areas and okay in others. Just so you know, I wanted to make sure I threw this out at the top. You might make sure you stock up a little bit, not cause a run, but stock up on toilet paper if it's important to you, because it's certainly looking like there will be a shortage again. It's the production, it's getting them on trucks, it's the logistics, it's all of that. It's a nightmare. So why not put it out ahead of time to let people know, hey, this is coming down the pike. And you might think you'll get out of it, but then you'll be stricken with that awful feeling in your stomach when you're shopping and you realize, oh, the two things I really came in here for and I need, I can't get them. There's no possibility of that. Ooh. I have to say this at the top because, you know, we just had to deal with the subs and not the Brits, because the Brits are happy with us, but the French are furious because they lost $66 billion in money they would have had with these subs that instead have become part of the United States and England and Australia, because that's the whole idea of being able to spy in the China Sea on what's going on there for fear of what could possibly happen, which we know there have been problems in the past in the China Sea. So that was the whole idea. But they wanted a bigger, badder, better made sub, and that's why the French got jammed up on that. That's the story. So I thought of the Beijing Olympics, because all of a sudden it was like people didn't realize, oh, I can't go to China in 2022. Because the Winter Olympics, they're going to be held without spectators from overseas, with ticket restrictions to fans that are even living in China because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Only fully vaccinated athletes will be exempt from a 21-day quarantine. Athletes who can provide a justified medical exemption will have their cases considered. And all the attendees from China to get a chance to go are going to have to follow strict COVID protocols, rather. And the attendees will enter a strict bubble when they arrive. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Chinese handle what happens in Beijing. Mic drop next.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Taking you nowhere. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
About your golden years stretching all the way up to 130 years old. Would you be shocked to learn that there's new research that was published in the Royal Society Open Science Journal that actually has analyzed some new data on super centenarians, people 110 or more, and semi-super centenarians, 105 or more, and what we're seeing, according to this data, or they're seeing, is that it is likely that humans can live up until 130. What would life be like if you were 130? Got arthritis right now and you're only 28? I suppose there's surgery for that, right? How are your knees? How's that hip holding up? I don't know. 130 would be interesting. But let me tell you a couple of other things that I thought. It is a mic drop, and it is serious, that this whole longevity thing, right? Right now, there is a French woman, the oldest person on record. Well, not she's not alive now. So she did find her end, but the oldest person on record is a French woman, Jeanne Calment. She died in 1997 at 122 years old. 122 years old. Now, there was like some controversy over it because there was claims that there might be a little bit of fraud because they tried to confirm her age. She is in the Guinness Book of World Records, and you can find her in Ripley's Believe It or Not and any of those kinds of super serious documents. But she's pretty old. I'm going to say she's pretty old. Theoretically, I just wonder what life would look like. I mean, any study of extreme old age, whether it's statistical or biological, you'd have to extrapolate different kinds of data and look at that data and really look at what are the chances, what are the odds of it. I mean, what, you know, 110, let's say 110, your chances of making it to 110 are about 1 in 100 million. Yeah, I mean, come on. It's the exceptions, right? And so I don't understand how we think that the exceptions are going to become the norm. You know, 110, you think about living another year. When you're 110, are you thinking, oh, I'm going to make it to 111, 112, 113, you know, all of that, and celebrate yet another birthday. So what's happened and how they did their statistical analysis, they took a lot of different data sets to try to come to some conclusions of the very elderly, and the conclusions are and shows that, you know, there are in the database of longevity, which covers 1,100 super centenarians who are from 13 different countries, in looking at that, that there is truly, once you get to that mark, 1 in a million shot of it keep going, of your, you know, to keep going. That you could keep on adding another year here, another year there, another year the next year, you know, you're just going. Once you hit that magical number of at least 105, you have a chance to hit that 130 is what this new data shows. Wow. That's crazy. I mean, it's numbers, right? In the absence of major medical and social advances, ages, you know, are highly unlikely in the past to have been observed, right? But now we have all these different advances in science and in medicine, and in the way people are living. Some not doing so well, others doing a lot better. The oldest verified living person in the world is Japan's Kane Tanaka. He's pretty young, actually, 118 years old. And if you look up Kane, he's actually articulate, pretty articulate. I just cannot imagine. I had a great grandmother who lived to be 100, and it was shocking. She raised, you know, she raised 5 kids, and I think her secret was that she had a garden and grew vegetables and had good soil and made lots of things by her own hand until she finally couldn't. And she wasn't eating a lot of processed foods. And then plus she was happy. I think she kind of had this way of letting things go through her. I think that that's part of the key, is that stress. And she was able to do that. But it's interesting. The thing that they found is, again, once you got to this magical number of 105, you had a great chance of maybe hitting a huge milestone of 130. And it depended on your environment and what you were subjected to. Thus, it goes to also genetics a little bit, right? So how long did your family members live, and did you have somebody in your background, if you really come through your ancestry, that lived to be quite old? I just, again, cannot imagine. I mean, who would your peers be, right? So already at 105, who are your peers? People would be like youngsters. And if you were in any kind of a, even if it was a fabulous facility, I mean, you would own the record. So people would be, could be 30 years, 40 years, who knows, 40 years younger than you. They'd be like, hey, they're like the young kids. What are the young kids into? What are they doing? Yeah. I mean, what? Crazy. Exactly. Crazy. All right. I want to be able to squeeze in one other story because this could have been a mic drop. I was alerted to the fact of Oreo doing Pokemon Oreo cookies. And you say, really? Well, who cares, right? I mean, you can buy them at Target or wherever for less than $4. And it's all 16 Pokemons. And then there's different designs, and it's in the Oreos, the Pokemon designs. But apparently there was an Oreo, that the Moo Oreo, that has gone up for sale. Just so people will spend money on anything. Just one little Oreo that was the Moo Oreo that so far in the bidding wars is up to $100. I'll take your little crummy Oreo because there's not very many Moos around. I'll take it for $100. You know, it's like, what's anything worth? It's what you're willing to pay for it. So if somebody throws that up, or they throw up an NFT, which that's becoming much and much more popular. And what is an NFT? It's a non-fungible token. It's a unit of data. Speaking of the data of age, it's a unit of data stored on a digital ledger, which is blockchain. And it certifies a digital asset to be unique and therefore not interchangeable. So NFTs can represent photos, videos, audio, all kinds of things. And it's kind of the latest, greatest deal of what's being pumped out there. And people, depending on what the NFT is, they're like trading cards now. People are bidding them up. And they're looking for something unique and different. And bragging rights, perhaps. Maybe that's what it is. There was an investor who spent $170,000 on a CryptoPunk NFT. CryptoPunk. It's pretty cool looking, I have to say, but I don't know. You got to have some serious extra change in your pocket to get one of those NFTs that get bid up. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exne family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like the federal government will steer clear of a shutdown after all, as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced. that an agreement has been reached on a stopgap government funding bill, a measure that's expected to be voted on Thursday morning as the government would run out of money later that night. Earlier in the day, when there was no agreement in sight, the White House was trying to get Republicans to sign on.
Because everybody should believe that we need to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. We're disappointed that that's not the view shared by Republicans right now.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki there again hours before the apparent agreement, which will raise the debt ceiling. Britney Spears' father is no longer her conservator. A judge has removed Jamie Spears from the pop star's conservatorship, and now a public accountant will be taking over through the end of the year. This is USA Radio News. The mayor of Kabul, Afghanistan, says millions of Afghans are in dire straits after the U.S. finished its withdrawal of troops. Speaking on CNBC, Mohammed Daoud Sultanay has said that there are millions of people who are simply at the verge of famine and hunger. Multiple other organizations have been warning of a pending humanitarian crisis in that continued war-torn nation. The FAA closing its investigation into Virgin Group founder Richard Branson's July flight into space. The FAA said it was looking into a mishap which had occurred on the Galactic flight on July 11th when the space plane was too shallow and its nose not at a sufficient angle during its return to Earth. The FAA says that meant it could have caused an emergency landing. However, the FAA now says it required Virgin Galactic to implement changes and it has agreed to do so, so it may return to flight operations. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Isaac Ojutaleo joins us from the UK. He's in London, and boy, is his book more relevant than ever. We've had these discussions on the air here on the show. What in the world is going on with churches? And his book is called Understanding the Principles of Church Growth. I mean, that nails it. And he has taken every single chapter and looked at every aspect that you can imagine of this. So, Professor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Why did you write this book?
Well, I've written this book because, as I said, it's important for leaders to understand how to understand. And some leaders sometimes they can be very aggressive in their nature. And as a servant of God, you need calmness. So I have looked at various angles of leadership. And I've put it down into my book how leaders can really benefit from me. And on the other hand, again, I believe that, as I've highlighted in my book, leaders must understand that the sky is the limit. They need to encourage their congregation. They need to ensure that when their members are down or anyone near to them are down, they need to uplift them. So leaders must have energy, work very hard, professionally in pursuit of excellence, which is very, very important. So leaders also, there is a need for them to lead by example, and they need to motivate and, you know, never underestimate anyone. So in life, you need just to have that continuous encouragement to your congregation. Yes.
Yeah, you did a lot of work on this book. Research-wise, you can tell because it's laid out beautifully, like I said, where you could pick up the book and there could be, you could be struggling with one aspect of your church and you can look up, oh, this is what I'm not doing or this is what I see that's missing. What was it like for you to figure that out and decide what was really necessary for these churches?
Well, I'm very privileged to work with some of my colleagues in ministry. At the time I gathered the guidelines, I sent it to a few of my colleagues who helped to restructure it. That yes, what I have put down is really good, and there is a need for me to highlight it in a very wonderful way. So, likes of my professors were Ryan and Dr. Miller Powell, just to mention a few. They have been very, very supportive, and I have looked at so many manuscripts, and I have read through so many books from celebrated writers. One of my favorites is Dr. John MacArthur. So I do have a lot of respect for him and the way he lectures and so on. So, you know, I have done a lot of research on it. Yes.
What do you think is the, and this is a tough question actually, but what do you think is overall the biggest crisis facing churches?
Well, the biggest, there are so many from my point of view. The biggest for me, I would say, is traditionalism. What do I mean by that? A church may be in bondage to a certain unscriptural traditions and may refuse to remain stagnant. Okay? So, and on the other hand, again, we have churches that are not settled, schisms. Avoidance of schisms in the house of God is very, very important. Division, disunity as well, because any kingdom that is divided against itself will not stand. But where you have contention in the house of God between the ministers and the congregation as well. And again, you know, the church environment as well, you know, no matter how difficult the church environment are, there is a need for you to change your church environment to what I can refer to as Rehoboth in Genesis 26. So we must ensure that peace is the key word as far as I'm concerned. But avoidance of schisms and traditionalism are the key points. Some churches are so stagnant. Let's look, for example, during this COVID period, how many churches have put technology in place to, you know, to communicate with the congregation? So the church needs to evolve. There must be a time when the church must try as much as possible in catching up with the technology. So there are so many challenges facing the church, but as I said earlier, I look into traditionalism. Churches may be bonded to a certain, you know, unscriptural traditions, and they may refuse to remain stagnant. So that's just where I'll stick to from your question. Yes.
For you, you can tell, I mean, I can feel that this is such a passion of yours. When was this all instilled in you? Was it as a child? Was it when you came to the UK? How did you know this is my path?
Well, you mean as a minister?
As a minister. How did you know?
Well, I was brought up in Nigeria, and I have these philosophy or belief that if you are a servant of God, you know, God will always meet your needs. But most of the ministers I knew in the past, things were very tough for them. So I began to ask questions. Can you really serve God while you are in poverty? What, you know, so these are some of the questions that I kept asking and I needed to provide answers for. And as time went by, I decided to further my education in theology. I had previous degrees in printing technology, production and planning, and management at Leicester University, and so on and so forth. But later on, I decided to pursue my career, another career, you know, in ministry. And that opened up so many questions for me, and hence the need for me to start looking into leadership, start looking into how I can encourage people to do what is right for themselves. Because sometimes we are talented, but due to fear, you become stagnant. So it's one of the reasons that I've decided to go back into theology.
You said an interesting thing to me that sometimes, and we see this, that the minister becomes the rock star. They become super famous. And then there's all these questions of the doubters of, wait a second, how do you balance that as a minister? Because you want to be dynamic and you want the people to come and be able to feel comfortable of any nationality or creed or et cetera, to welcome everyone in. How do you do that? How do you be careful about the ego versus who you're serving as the servant?
Well, that's a very good question. For me, I believe, you know, from my point of view, I'm a level-headed person. I don't really like popularity at all. I struggled before I was invited to this radio show. I more or less ran away. And when I saw your profile, I said, oh, boy, you know, I'm not good. Can I really face Kate? Am I, you know. Just generally, anyway, I just believe that as a servant of God, there is a need for you to be subtle. There is a need for you to be humble. I don't see myself as a hero. I just see myself as a servant. I don't want to be seen as an hero because of my publication. I want to remain who I am. All I want to do is to impart knowledge on people. And being a celebrity in theological education, brilliantly, is not for me at all. It's not just me.
I love that. So well said. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? Again, understanding the principles of church growth, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. What do you hope that the people take away from reading that?
Well, they can take away a lot of things in my publication. I have highlighted a lot of topics that will help, that will be helpful to church ministers and church workers. At the same time, I have also stressed that youth development programs are very important. Why? Because they are leaders of tomorrow. And also, I have also highlighted on the holiness of God in the church, seeing the lead to spiritual barrenness, and it is a huge barrier in the church. At the same time, sin is a barrier to the movement of the Holy Spirit as well in the church. These are some of the things I have highlighted in my publication as well. Collectively and individually as well, we must refrain from sin, and the church must repent. So I have broken it down into so many sections that, you know, scholars and lay readers can, you know, take a lot away from it as well. And I also emphasize on the lack of growth in the church, that prayerlessness and lack of goals, you know, it's very, very important that the church must try as much as possible to overcome that.
Absolutely. So that's why we say pick up Understanding the Principles of Church Growth. Professor Ajutaleo, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you so much.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Topping odds and ends. This is just a crazy story. Devin Williams, what were you thinking? The Brewers' premier eighth inning setup man, because that's, you know, how it works now in baseball. You have those middle arms that are so critical when you go into the playoffs. He apparently decided that he was going to punch a wall. And if you know anything about what's going on with the Brewers, maybe you don't, I'm going to tell you. The Brewers' postseason chances now just got a big hit, so to speak, because he's going to have surgery on his fractured right throwing hand. I mean, what is he thinking? The surgery is going to mean that he's got to have a plate in his hand to help repair the fracture. That injury is probably going to keep him out for the remainder of the season. Williams said that it was self-inflicted. He punched a wall out of anger after having a few drinks following Sunday's celebration, mind you, of clinching the National League Central, which is huge. So they celebrated. He said he went out, he had a couple of cocktails, and on his way home, he was a little frustrated. Now, what was he frustrated about? I don't know. He was upset. He punched the wall. That's how it happened, is basically how he described it. Well, that is costly. Costly for Brewers fans, costly for the team, costly for himself. I mean, come on. So he was x-rayed. No, done. He's going to be out. And he even, I guess, was surprised at the severity of the injury. He did apologize and did say, hey, everybody has my back. I mean, this is a guy who's 27. He had just recovered from a slight calf strain that he had happened during a pregame running drill. And he was held out for a couple of days before he returned to throw a 1-2-3 eighth inning in the 8-4 win over the Mets that clinched the NL Central crown, which was huge because he was key in that. So, again, I'll go to this. When you're in the later innings and you need someone like him, I mean, his nickname is Airbender, but really it should be Dumbledore. Come on, Devin. What are you thinking? So the end here, we don't know if, you know, once they get through, is he really going to be able to pitch? I can't imagine that he pitches in the postseason. So that's costly. In the meantime, how about this story? Speaking of things that just make you go, huh? You know, I have this weird fascination with alligators. And when I say fascination, just because my friends in Louisiana told me about things about going sort of gator fishing or catching or whatever. And I know you all are laughing right now. But, you know, there is this video that somebody sent me today, and it's already been seen by millions of people, so maybe I was last to jump on this. 26-year-old Eugene Bazia is seen with an alligator, right? But what is he doing? He's got an open trash can. The alligator backs away, and he's saying, let me know when the head goes inside. So he closes the lid. He surprises the alligator, causes it to freak out. It slides in the trash container. Somehow it fits in the container. He brings up the container, closes the lid, and people are just, I mean, they're cheering him. And he lives about 20 miles northwest, I guess, of Orlando. And he said, I'm removing it because he's probably hungry. The only thing that came to my mind was to protect my kids and the other children outside. So, I mean, quick thinking, right? The gator is in the bin. A lot of people saw this happen, and it went viral. And, you know, this gator wasn't a tiny gator. It was a pretty decent size gator. And at the time, he had slides on and socks. And in one way, I mean, that's like a Florida man move. That's kind of, I don't know, kind of risky, I would think. You wouldn't catch me doing that. I mean, I suppose, what would you do if you see a gator and it's, you know, gators move fast. And I think people forget that. That's why you get that whole thing about you're supposed to zigzag. Anyway, good job on you, Genio, because you pulled a magic move by getting him to get into the container, I guess surprising him and flipping it over, like he said, and now, you know, he's moved away, and then that's a good thing. All right, odds and ends for the Olympics. If you were thinking of going to the 2022 Winter Olympics, first of all, I mean, look at the state that the world is in right now. I hate to tell you, is it going to get any better where we say, whoo, it's 100% clear? The answer is no. But how about the International Olympic Committee on Wednesday? They offer kind of a glimpse of the COVID-19 protocols that are going to be in place at the upcoming 2022 Winter Games that are where Beijing, I'll say it again. Lengthy quarantines for unvaccinated people, daily COVID-19 testing, no international spectators. Let me say that again. No international spectators. So they're saying forget about that. So once again, people are going to be competing, athletes are going to be competing in front of the handful of people that they know, the trainers, etc. I mean, unlike in Tokyo, athletes mostly competed behind closed doors, but Beijing 2022, they have said that some Chinese fans would be permitted to attend the games as long as they follow the protocols that they determine. But any foreign spectators, and this includes athletes' family members, friends, once again, barred from attending, not gonna attend, can't attend. It's awful, and it is. It's awful for the athletes, and certainly spectators who would go and see it. But listen, I mean, you're going to Beijing. Just think about that for a second. So vaccinated athletes will be permitted to enter the bubble immediately when they arrive. Those who aren't vaccinated have to be quarantined in Beijing for 21 days. The bubble has a transportation system, all that sort of thing, kind of like what the NBA did in Orlando, only this is Beijing. And in all seriousness, for some athletes, this is the end. They've trained their whole life, and this is a big moment. I mean, this is the focus, this is the goal, this is the end, to get to the games and win gold, to get to the games and medal, to get to the game and represent your country like the United States, like the UK, like Australia, like every single country that participates. So it is what I call a BDD moment in your life. You can figure out what BDD means, but it's a very big moment for these athletes. So kind of sad once again, but this is what we deal with, right? And this is Beijing, by the way. So that's another thing to think about. And they're saying they're going to have really strict protocols in place, even for the people, the Chinese spectators, that they're going to be really, really stringent about how they rolled this out. So, you know, there you go. This is an interesting story to me, or became more interesting to me, I guess, when you think about Britney Spears. And you could say, Britney Spears, like all of a sudden we're hearing so much about Britney Spears. It was just that documentary that was done. But I say bravo to the judge. Britney Spears' father suspended as the conservator of her estate. That's what the judge ruled. And I think that's the right way to rule in this case. You know, do I know much about pop stars, and am I steeped in the knowledge of celebrities ins and outs? I'm smart enough to read and pay attention to this, and I've paid attention to her career along the way. I mean, she grew up as, you know, one of the Disney kids, and now she's free of her dad controlling her life and finances. She's not completely free of the 13-year conservatorship, but she's free of that. The judge overseeing things ordered the suspension of Jamie Spears from his longtime role as her guardian and ordered him to turn over all her assets, including, you ready for this, about $60 million to a temporary conservator. And so this is the best thing possible, right? The judge said the suspension kicks in, boom, right away. And so that's another big win for, I think, Britney Spears. And then they've got another hearing in this case, because there's many layers to it, and that's coming up in November, right? And it just shakes her free from the incredible boundaries that weren't there, that should have been in place. So the incredibly ridiculous, I think, bonds that held this family together with the nutty things that started to come out that he was doing. So for her mental health, I think it makes so much more, you know, sense to me, right? Yeah, absolutely. All right, something else with odds and ends, I think that's pretty interesting. When we talk about tech, and we're going to get back, by the way, to doing our Tech Tuesdays, but Sony now has a pair of buds, you know, earbuds with this whole next gen battery that I guess is just going to last forever and ever. And I was thinking about this today because I was maybe the last to get AirPods. I love my AirPods. It was affordable. I use them all the time. I thought they're going to fall out of my ears. It's going to be ridiculous. And it cuts down on all that extraneous noise that other people might hear coming out of whatever it is you're wearing. Some people I know walk around with all kinds of different devices, but I like the AirPods. So these new, they call them the budget buds. I just saw a big story in USA Today about them, and that this battery is, again, got this incredible feature where it's going to really, really last, and it doesn't cost a fortune. So, you know, that's good. More battery, not as under $100. I say go for it. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. I'm going to go call my AirPods. Yeah, that's the ticket. Make it count, everyone. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop.
and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.